Hey everyone, Madison Lane here. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism, your daily dose of power, presence, and perspective. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever find yourself caught in that endless loop of beating yourself up over mistakes? You know the feeling replaying those moments in your head, wishing you could rewind and do things differently. Well, guess what? It's time to hit the pause button on that inner critic and embrace a little kindness, starting with ourselves. Because here is the truth. We all mess up. It's part of being human. But holding on to those mistakes, dwelling in shame and regret, it just drags us down. It steals our joy, hinders our growth, and keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity. So how do we break free? Through self-compassion and forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is some fluffy, touchy-feely stuff, hear me out. This isn't about ignoring our flaws or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about acknowledging our imperfections with kindness, understanding that we're doing the best we can with the tools we have at the moment. Think of it like this. Imagine a friend stumbled and fell. Would you scold them mercilessly? Of course not. You'd probably offer a helping hand, some words of encouragement, maybe even a good laugh to lighten the mood. That same compassion and understanding should extend to ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to practicing self-compassion and forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We are all works in progress. Embrace that fact. It's okay to make mistakes, to feel overwhelmed, to have moments of doubt. Remember, being human means experiencing the full spectrum of emotions and navigating life's complexities. 2. Treat yourself with kindness. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a loved one. Would you use harsh language and judgment? Probably not. So why do we often extend those negative words to ourselves? Remember, your inner voice has immense power. Choose to speak kindly, offering support and encouragement instead of criticism. 3. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts creep in, take a step back and observe them without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, your breath, and the thoughts swirling around in your head. This simple act of awareness can create space between you and those thoughts, allowing you to respond with more compassion rather than react impulsively. 4. Forgive yourself. Holding on to grudges, even against ourselves, is like carrying around a heavy burden. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning past actions, it means releasing the anger, resentment, and guilt that keep us stuck in the past. It's about making peace with who we were, learning from our experiences, and moving forward with grace. 5. Celebrate your progress. Every step you take towards self-compassion and forgiveness is a victory. Acknowledge your efforts, no matter how small they may seem. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and kindness, starting with yourself. Now let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you had a major presentation at work, and despite all your preparation, you stumbled over some key points. You feel embarrassed, disappointed, and maybe even want to disappear under the desk. Here's where self-compassion comes in. Acknowledge that it happens to everyone. Even seasoned speakers have those moments. Instead of dwelling on the mistakes, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you did your best with the knowledge you had at the time, and focus on learning from the experience. You can even use this as an opportunity to practice public speaking skills further. D. Turning a potentially negative situation into a positive growth experience. So, remember, self-compassion and forgiveness aren't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. They're about cultivating inner strength, resilience, and genuine well-being. By embracing these principles, you can break free from the shackles of self-criticism and step into a life filled with greater peace, joy, and fulfillment. Ready to take action? I challenge you to write down 3 things you've been hard on yourself for, and then offer yourself a kind word or gesture of support for each one. Share your experience in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, you are amazing just as you are. Until tomorrow, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.